Broncos and Cowboys this weekend, joined now by Fox Sports' Aaron Andrews. And Aaron, you just got out of production meetings. How was it with Trevor Siemian and Von Miller?
Well, first of all, I'm a huge Von Miller fan because we had him on Dancing with the Stars. So I spent last spring with him, and he's one of our favorites. So I was super excited to see him. I'd never met Trevor before. I loved the guy. I thought he was great. He really dry sense of humor, which is right up my alley. And yeah, it's cool because we don't get to work with you guys very often. We're mostly NFC, and to be able to come to the facility and see everybody and meet guys like Trevor and even Vance Joseph, I hadn't met before and really enjoyed him. I actually stopped him here in the lunch cafeteria room and said, you just have these one-liners that are perfect for television. That after you said it, I was like, yes, yes, that was great. That was great. Underline.
Now, what kind of impression do you think Vance has made, you know, on the league from a national perspective? Because not a lot was known about him coming in, but it seems to me like he's made quite an impression on the rest of the league.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I feel like you win, you know, the first game of the season. Obviously, you guys were up by quite a bit and then able to hang on. But it's week two. I mean, I'm sure he's still trying to figure it all out. He was going through with us who he calls upon from week to week to get advice from and what his days are like with Mike McCoy and with the defense and so forth. But, I would say, you know, he made a huge impression on everyone, especially for week one. But I don't think, you know, anyone really gets a sense of it until they come here and you see how the players speak of him and how he treats us and how he handles a walkthrough or a practice. So it's funny, you know, a lot of people in the NFL, these critics on the couch and everything, they think they have such a great perspective, but they don't really have the privilege to come inside and meet these people one-on-one like we get to as well. And it was really nice to come in here and listen to, you know, the philosophies that he's taken throughout his life and what he's applied to his coaching and so forth.
When you get two historic franchises like this that don't play each other a lot, does it make for a different atmosphere than maybe some of these divisional games?
Oh, it's special. It certainly is, especially listening to a guy like Von Miller just now telling us, you know, he grew up in Texas and his family's entire house is basically covered with Dallas Cowboys gear. And he was saying this is the first time he's faced the Cowboys. He hasn't done that before. He did it in a preseason game. And, you know, he's so geeked up for that. And, you know, he gave Troy a high five and was just like, this is my guy. This is one of my players. So yeah, it's the Dallas Cowboys and the Denver Broncos. Those are two household names in the NFL, and super exciting to see both of them go head to head. I want it to be as loud as it seemed on television on Monday night. That was insane.
Yeah, it was really, really cool.
Level, yeah.
Oh yeah. Before we let you go,
okay.
One thing that we love maybe more than football is dogs. And Denver Broncos Digital Media, we know you are a new dog mom.
Have you seen my dog?
We have.
I'm emotional because I just left him and I posted this photo that my husband sent me. And he's just hanging off the stairs. And, oh, my little how-how. I love him so much. And this crazy part is, you know, obviously we don't have kids. I'm not maternal at all. I'm just learning how to cook, for God's sakes. But, yeah, I didn't know I could love, like, something like this before in my entire life.
Well, I was going to say, how are you adjusting? Because you're now into football season. And so there's a little bit of separation. So how is that going?
Mommy's not doing well. I think Howard is his name, but I call him How or Howie for short. He's okay. We have a trainer that's wonderful. He goes to puppy school, and I was getting updates during the meetings. Our trainer said, you know, I hope you don't mind if I'm texting you so much. And I'm like, no, I keep looking at him, you know, during or after the players' meetings. It's good. It's hard to adjust being away from him. But, yeah, How doesn't like this NFL schedule.
Well, we wish you the best with Howard.
Thank you.
And best of luck on
Sunday.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Nice to talk to you.